Good morning, everyone.
Ooh, better crowd than first hour. I mean, first hour, this is not school. First service. All right. Wow. Anywho, I'm just going to jump right into it since I've already said good morning. My parable is about building your house on a strong foundation. All right. Build your life on the strong foundation. Matthew 7:24-25. Jesus says, the only way to build a strong foundation is by obeying his words. He begins his parable in 7:24 with the word therefore, which looks back to the entire Sermon on the Mount. In light of his teachings, Jesus says, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts upon them can be compared to a wise man who built his house on the rock. By using the words everyone, Jesus reveals that his words are intended for all people at all times. He begins by stating that you must hear his words. In order to do so, you must expose yourself to the truth. You can do this by reading the Bible, by reading Christian books, attending worship, getting involved in classes and small groups, all that good stuff. We all go to church. We all know it. While this may sound daunting and tedious, this is what you do in every area of your life, right? If you want to learn a skill or profession, you must seek out the necessary information. An athlete listens to a coach or a more experienced player. A craftsman becomes an apprentice to learn from those who are more experienced as well. And a student, like me, I learn from teachers, and if I don't listen to the teacher, I just learn from smarter kids. Which, there's a lot of those, so I see that as a blessing. In each of these cases, it is essential to not just hear the truth, but to listen to the truth as well. Anyone who has a teenager knows that there's a huge difference between hearing and listening, too. I always hear my mom, but do I always do what she says? No. I've noticed the key to listening is to interact with the one doing the speaking. The best listeners I know are people who ask a lot of clarifying questions, such as, what do you mean, or are you saying, or you get the, yeah. These questions show that the person is listening. We should ask clarifying questions when interacting with Christ's words as well. Is God warning me of something? Do I need to repent? Is this a promise that I can claim or a command that I need to obey? Jesus urges you to hear his words, but he doesn't stop there. He goes on to say that you must act upon his words. If you are going to build a solid foundation, you must actually do what Jesus wants you to do. Hearing his words is not enough. Are you building your life on his words only as you obey them? Here, let me explain. I've heard that eating vegetables is good for you. I'm pretty sure we all have. I believe this is true, and you all probably do too. Yet I rarely obey what I know to be true by eating vegetables. And if that analogy doesn't work for you, how about this? Does everyone here floss on a daily basis? No. You've seen the charts at the dentist's office, and you've purchased your top-of-the-line mint-flavored floss in its fancy holder, right? Probably. I've made the effort. It doesn't really work out. You make the commitment and you will floss every day, but after a week, you just stop flossing because you know that your teeth won't actually rot and fall out. That's what you think, at least. Just wait. In the same way, you can hear all of Jesus' words, and you know them like the back of your hand, but if you don't do what he says, you aren't building on the right foundation. Fortunately, you are likely seeking to obey Jesus' teachings. You have made a commitment to obey his words. For example, let's say even though your marriage is a mess, not assuming it is, but others are encouraging you to find happiness in divorcing your spouse, but instead you remain faithful to your Lord and your spouse. By just doing the right thing, I guess. When your finances have been especially tight and you have been tempted not to give to the Lord, instead you trust in the Lord and give in obedience. In an impure world filled with evil, you choose to keep fighting through every day. When your children challenge your parental authority, which I do pretty often, because I'm a teenager, but anywho, you continue to persevere as a parent, loving them and sharing God's word with them, just like my mother does. Love you, Mom. In Matthew 7:25, you'll discover why this is so crucial to build on the strong foundation. Jesus says, and the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and slammed against the house. And yet it did not fall, for it had been built on a strong foundation. Jesus does not pull any punches. Just look at the word and in 7:25. Jesus does not say, if the rain fell, or if the floods came, or even if the wind blew. He says, and the rain fell. Jesus tells you straight up that storms will come and you will not be spared. And if you've walked with Christ for any length of time, you've observed that people who hear and do these words have the very same issues as people who don't follow them as well. Obedience in Christ does not mean you will not get rained on. Anyone who has told you that the Christian life is all sunny days has lied to you. Nevertheless, the storms are what test us. Living in the sunshine of life doesn't tell us much about ourselves. Anybody can build a house that will stand firm in the sun and the wind, just a normal, typical day. Okay, but when you build on the rock, you must expect storms, because only storms can show your wisdom to the world around you.